Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Hello.
Today, we're taking a bit of a special look into The Juice.
Right, that daily educational app lots of kids are using.
Exactly.
And our mission today, it's more than just summaries, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We want to offer concise rundowns, sure, but also maybe pull out some deeper insights.
And suggest some, you know, engaging topics you can really discuss with your students, with your kids.
Okay, let's get started. First up, an article titled, "A Lion May Be the King of Beasts, But a Bear Wears This Crown."
Huh, intriguing title. Not about actual royalty, though.
No, it's about some pretty advanced veterinary stuff. It features Tundra,
an 800-pound Alaskan brown bear at the Lake Superior Zoo.
Right. And Tundra recently got a custom-made titanium alloy dental crown.
Wow. Why? Did something happen?
Well, apparently, Tundra re-injured a tooth, one that already had a root canal last year.
Ah, so this was a follow-up. It's amazing they can even do that for a bear that size.
Isn't it? Dr. Grace Brown, a board-certified veterinary dentist, did the procedure.
And that crown, it's noted as the largest ever created, right? By a company called Creature Crowns.
That's right. Designed specifically to, well, withstand an 800-pound bear's bite.
Imagine the force. The procedure itself was, what, an hour long?
Yep, under heavy sedation, obviously. And it was a success.
That's great news for Tundra, cleared for all normal bear activities.
So, thinking about discussion points for kids, the article asks a good one.
Shiz.
If you could design a special tool or invention to help an animal, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's a great prompt. Gets them thinking creatively about animal welfare.
And you could also talk about, you know, the importance of this specialized care for big animals.
Yeah, the skills involved. It really shows how human tech can cross over, doesn't it?
Definitely. Innovation in action.
Okay, moving on. Next, we're into music and culture. K-pop supergroup BTS announces 2026 album World Tour.
Big news for the BTS Army, as they're called.
Huge. So the group Jin, RM, V, Jimin, J-Hope, Jungkook, and Suga, they've confirmed a new album and tour for 2026.
And this comes after their hiatus, right? Since 2022.
Exactly. They've been fulfilling their mandatory military service in South Korea.
Which is about 18 to 21 months, a significant time away.
It really is, something most Western artists don't navigate. The plan now is apparently to work on new music in the U.S.
A group album, the article says, reflecting each member's thoughts after this time apart.
Should be interesting to see how their experiences shape the music. Their last tour, Permission to Dance on Stage.
Back in 2022. Yeah, that was massive. Over 4 million fans.
And it broke records for live cinema screenings, too. Shows their global power.
Absolutely. So for talking points, the article suggests reflecting on time away.
Right. How does taking a break from something you love change how you feel when you return?
That's a good personal question. Hits different for everyone, I bet.
And you could also zoom out, talk about K-pop's global reach.
Yeah, how does music like this cross borders and connect so many different people?
It's a great way to discuss culture, global trends, and, you know, the power of shared interests.
Okay, next up, we have the quote of the day. This one features Maryam Mirzakhani.
Ah, yes. An incredible mathematician.
Truly influential. Iranian, professor at Stanford. And she made history.
She did indeed. First woman and the first Iranian to receive the Fields Medal back in 2014.
Which is basically the highest honor in mathematics.
Yeah.
Like the Nobel Prize for math.
Exactly. Her work, it was pretty groundbreaking, focusing on Riemann surfaces and their moduli spaces.
Sounds complex.
It is. But think of it as creating sophisticated maps for abstract geometric shapes. It has applications in physics, even cryptography.
Wow. And the quote highlighted is, "I like crossing the imaginary boundaries people set up between different fields. It's very refreshing."
That's a fantastic quote. Really speaks to innovation.
It does. So a discussion point right there. Talk about that quote. How does breaking down those subject boundaries lead to new ideas?
Yeah, encourages kids to think more interconnectedly. Not just math or science, but how they link up.
And her story is also one of, well, perseverance, isn't it?
Absolutely. Pursuing something so challenging, breaking barriers. It's incredibly inspiring, especially in a field like advanced mathematics. All right, let's shift gears to policy. To combat housing crisis, California rolls back environmental law.
This involves California Governor Gavin Newsom and two new bills.
Right. They roll back parts of CQA. That's the California Environmental Quality Act.
A law from 1970. designed to review the environmental impact of building projects.
And it's been praised by environmentalists for decades. But there's another side.
The housing crisis side. Critics argue CEQA slowed down the building of affordable housing,
which California desperately needs. Huge population, high costs, significant homelessness.
So the argument was CEQA caused delays and added costs.
Pretty much. So these new bills try to speed things up. They exempt some projects in dense areas from CEQA review.
And make it easier to rezone land for more housing.
It's a classic policy challenge, isn't it? Balancing environmental protection with urgent human needs like housing.
A really tough balancing act.
Yeah.
So for discussion, the article itself poses the key question.
How should communities decide between protecting the environment and meeting people's needs?
It's a perfect example to discuss the complexity of public policy. No easy answers.
Definitely. Lots of competing interests, compromises, real-world civics in action.
Now, a very sobering topic, global humanitarian issues. The article is, UN, food donations for some Sudanese refugees could end in 2 months.
Yeah, this is a stark warning from a top UN official.
We're talking about food aid potentially stopping for at least 1.4 million Sudanese refugees.
People who have fled the civil war that started back in April 2023, about 4 million have fled in total.
Putting enormous strain on neighboring countries and aid operations. Mm.
And the situation inside Sudan is even worse. Nearly half the population facing acute food insecurity. That's 25 million people.
The numbers are staggering. Over 500,000 infant deaths from malnutrition reported.
It's horrific. People reportedly eating plants and weeds to survive. And the core issue now is funding. Donor contributions are declining.
Just when the need is greatest. It's hard to comprehend.
It is. So thinking about talking points, the article asks about resilience.
Right. What helps people keep going when everything feels so uncertain?
A deep question about the human spirit.
And it's also a chance to discuss humanitarian aid itself, how it works, why it's needed.
And the role of organizations like the UN. It helps foster empathy and a global perspective, even though it's a difficult subject. Okay, finally, let's look at a domestic issue, community safety and workforce challenges. U.S. lifeguard shortage puts swimmers at risk, closes pools and beaches.
This isn't a new problem, but it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, the pandemic didn't help with staffing freezes and hiring issues, but it's an ongoing trend.
And the impact is very real. Less than half the lifeguard spots filled at national parks this summer.
And many city pools reporting 50% shortages or more, leading to closures, reduced hours.
Which isn't just inconvenient, it's dangerous. Experts warn about increased risk.
Absolutely. Lifeguards are crucial for prevention. It highlights how vital these jobs are.
Some places are getting creative, though. Like Seabright, New Jersey.
Right. Implementing aggressive recruitment, volunteer training, looking for local solutions.
That leads to a good discussion point also from the article.
Which one?
What's a job you think doesn't get enough attention but makes a big difference in people's safety?
Oh, I like that. Makes you think about those often invisible but essential community roles.
Yeah, broadens the perspective on what constitutes important work in public service. And that wraps up our deep dive into today's articles from The Juice. Thank you for joining us for this special deep dive. We really appreciate your dedication to fostering informed, curious minds.
Keep those conversations going. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.